You're listening to Mind Yoga Quick Quotes with Annette Q, episode number 25. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this week's episode of Mind Yoga Quick Quotes. My name is Annette, and I'm a life coach, trained and certified by the Martha Beck Institute. Okay, first agenda item. I don't want you to forget to sign up, if you can, for my first ever Boot Camp for Your Mind online workshop. It's going to be held this Wednesday, September 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be about an hour, and I'll be giving you some tools to help you realize how you do have control over your thoughts and how your thoughts ultimately determine results in your life. Check out my website, AnnetteQ.com, for further details. I've actually lowered the price so more people can benefit from it. Okay, why do I call this mind yoga? It's just a term I made up to encourage you to stretch your mind and think about the quote I give each week. Our mind is really, really powerful, and we forget about this because it goes on autopilot so much of the time. Just like physical exercise, your muscles only get stronger by working them out. So if you work out your mind, it too will become stronger, and it'll help you have a healthy mind. So if this sounds like something you want to do, bring out your mind mat. Somebody told me to change it from mental mat to mind mat and get ready to stretch your mind and listen for the next few minutes. This week's quote is, "A lot of what weighs you down isn't yours to carry." Okay, I know I'm going to get some resistance on this, and that's okay. Be open. Right now, open your mind and stop and think for a second about it. How often are you worried about someone other than yourself? What percentage of your day is spent doing this? Try to be realistic and really try to come up with an actual percentage of your day. I'm going to give you a few moments of silence to really think about this. Okay, here's something else to think about. How many times throughout the day are you frustrated because you're thinking about what you think someone else should be doing and they're not doing it? Come on, stretch that mind. Can you think of some examples? Any example? Even one? And when you do, does it upset you if they're not doing what you think would be best for them? This is a perfect example of allowing others to weigh us down, even when it isn't ours to carry. We can't control others, and yet we want to, and we're often weighed down worrying about them. Our happiness is interrupted by frustrating thoughts about them. Okay, here's another question. Do you worry more about others and less about yourself? I bet you do. Because most of us do. It's normal. We all have people in our lives who we love dearly, and of course, we want what's best for them. But here's the thing. Once they reach adulthood, their life is theirs to lead, and their decisions are theirs to own. It's difficult, hard, even sad at times, too, when we think we know what's best for someone, and they either don't want to listen, or they do, but then ignore our advice. Remember, just because we think we know what's best for someone doesn't mean it is. It's just our thought. We may not agree with them, but worrying about them doesn't give them or you any peace. It's a hard concept to grasp, I know, but their burdens are not ours to carry. They're theirs. We can be there to support them emotionally, to listen to them if they need an ear to talk to, but we don't have to carry their burdens around with us, and it doesn't help them or us to do so. So what's this week's challenge? To try and stop worrying about things out of our control, because as this week's quote reminds us, a lot of what weighs you down isn't yours to carry. Even if you can begin to think about the quote when you notice yourself worrying over another's road they're traveling, I hope you feel a bit lighter and less weighed down. This week's challenge is on. Keep your mind mat out and think about this throughout the week. Remember to check out my website, AnnetteQ.com, for the Bootcamp for Your Mind tab and sign up if you're interested. If you're curious if you could benefit from a life coach, I'd love to give you a free short session. You can do that on my website as well. And if you like my quotes, I post a daily quote on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mind Yoga with Annette Q. I'm so grateful for all of you for listening, and I want to just say have a beautiful day. Namaste.